Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
In many ways, the problem of suffering is more difficult for Christians to deal with than for non-Christians. Why? The Christian believes that nothing happens apart from the will of God, that he is sovereign and all-powerful, and bottom line, that God is good, loving, and kind. The non-Christian dismisses the intervention of God in the affairs of our world, or at best considers him to be only a disinterested spectator, either too weak or too remote to do much about the problem of pain. When suffering strikes, the Christian might think, God, why me? I'm your child. Don't I deserve better than this? We often forget that history tells us some of God's choicest servants suffered from Old Testament days to the present, and that God hasn't really made a deal which says, okay, if you follow me, I'll deliver you from the pain which inflicts people and puts them flat on their back in bed. The problem of pain is further compounded by a mindset which is as old as the Bible's book of Job, which goes, prosperity and blessing mark the godly, and poverty and suffering are a curse upon the wicked. If you've grown up with that teaching, you feel guilty and abandoned by God when the doctor says you have an inoperable cancer, or you get word that your son was involved in a serious car accident, or that your husband has been laid off from work. There's a truth that needs to be a foundation stone of your life, an anchor to your soul, and a compass for your feet. Simply put, it is that suffering is not a curse, and prosperity is not necessarily a reward bestowed upon the righteous. An equally important truth that flows from the bedrock of God's nature and character is that he is not indifferent to your pain and does not ignore your plea for help when you suffer. So how do we know this? Two ways. First, the solid testimony of Scripture, which has comforted God's people in time of trial for 2,000 years, tells me that God is not indifferent to my pain and suffering. Make a note of these references, which are but a small sample of the many statements found in the Bible. Start with the book of Psalms, the songbook of ancient Israel. Read Psalm 27, Psalm 34, and Psalm 55. In time of trouble he will hide me, said David. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all, he adds in Psalm 34:19. Isaiah 53 talks about the terrible suffering of the Messiah, which was a picture of Jesus' suffering. The writer of Hebrews uses that to express the tenderness and compassion Jesus has for those who suffer, because he's been there and experienced it. Read Hebrews 11, and then Peter's letters, which he devoted to the undeserved suffering of God's children. Pointedly, he says, Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Could it be clearer? There's a second way that you can know that God is not indifferent to your pain and suffering. Listen to the life stories of some of God's incredible people who have been there. Read C.S. Lewis, Philip Yancey, or Johnny Erickson Tada, whose remarkable life is a picture of grace painted on the backdrop of pain. Learn about Nick Vujicic, born without arms or legs, who defies all odds to tell his story of hope in Christ all over the world. You will learn that God is not indifferent to your need, and that his Son will walk with you through your pain.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.